8:37 p.m. on Monday, 7:37 on Monday, February 3rd, 2014. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Present.
Dr. Petrola.
Here.
Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and solicitor are also in attendance. If you would please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. Mr. Reynolds, I am figuring that you're here for the volunteer fire report, or do you have anything separate that you want to be the floor?
No.
Okay.
I think we have a new title, right? This year?
Yes. Yeah,
he's the president. Yeah.
He's the president.
Brad.
Maybe.
So there being nothing with respect from items for the floor, motion to authorize payments, bills for goods and services, Mr. Wainwright.
Authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the general fund in the amount of $64,862.55, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $2,560.67, for a total of $67,423.22.
Second.
Questions or comments?
These are all pretty, it's kind of a light month, all general, pretty much routine expenses. There's one big ticket item. Well, it was the payment for the street loan and the $25,000 because we bought a police car, which are the two major items for this month.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Yeah, aye, and the motion passes. Committee action from discussions of last week. Motion to advertise for sale of our old police car, Mr. Fuller.
I move to advertise for sale one 2008 Ford Crown Victoria police cruiser. This unit will be sold as is and to the highest responsible bidder.
Second.
Questions or comments? Mr. Solicitor, this motion is in order.
This is, Madam President.
Okay. Anything else?
This is a noisemaker of the patrol. This is the worst of the worst.
It is. Highest mileage, oldest vehicle.
Well, there you go. Then we should get a really good price for it. Thanks.
Number six, yep.
Number six, okay.
The computer system on the vehicle isn't working the way it should.
Well, we would take that.
Right.
Remove that. Yeah. So this is just the car.
Right.
None of the bells and whistles. So that's as. So that is as is. Is just the vehicle. None of the accoutrements that would make it a police car. Lights and that kind of stuff. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion passes. Motion to award the bid for the improvements. Dr. Petrola.
I move based on the bid submitted to award contract number 13-PK1, Koning Park Improvements to Sports and Recreation Associates Incorporated, as a low bidder in the amount of $99,085, as recommended by the borough engineer Jason Stanton in his letter dated January 29th, 2014. Subject to Sports and Recreation Associates Incorporated obtaining the required insurance certificates, performance bond, payment bond, and review and approval of same by the borough solicitor prior to execution of agreement by the borough.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I will say it's Koenig Field, though.
Yes, you will say it's Koenig Field. It's a thing.
That's
Mr. Fuller.
Born here, and people that haven't been born here.
Yes. Julie,
Sure. We opened the bids for this on January 28th. You all had the letters from Jason in your packet. And we were pretty pleased. We got 6 bids back, which I think shows that we had a good project to put out to bid. And the $99,000 bid is under budget. We had budgeted about $117,000 for this project, so we were really pleased that it was so far under. There's always a worry when you put a project out to bid that it's going to come back too high. And with the $99,000, we will have the project completely covered by the grants that the borough obtained for this. So we're really happy to get started.
Yeah, I have a question. And since there's going to be money left over, do we have to return grant money?
We'll have to see. The first thing will be if there's any change orders, if the project gets extended or if something comes along whenever they're working on it that we didn't expect. That could account for some of it. We're going to talk to the state and see if we can put in an extra bench or a swing set, or if we will have to give it back. We're not sure yet.
It would need to be, if they allow us to use that money, it would be to enhance the project, not to go into the budget. And Mr. Reynolds, you and Mayor Cook will... and Mr. Hallett, who's not here, and Mr. Wilson worked on this project for a number of years in getting the playground moved from below out of the sewer flooding area. So it's going to come to fruition.
Thank you, Council. I am really moved, actually. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Anyone opposed? I guess I should have said, Mr. Solicitor, was that motion also in order?
Yes, Madam President.
Okay. Then the motion passes. And it takes a while for things to happen in local government, but there are reasons for that, the checks and balances, and this will be wonderful. Moving on to the business meeting, Mr. Reynolds, would you like to update us on the Volunteer Fire Department?
Yes. So I'm now.
Congratulations on being elected president.
You're very kind. I thought it'd be more condolences than anything else. But I actually wear two hats. I administratively am the president, but operationally I'm also your assistant chief. For the month of January, we had 59 calls. We are also running a fire academy. I'm sure, as you're aware, we have 6 new recruits, all of whom will be becoming nationally certified upon completion of the fire academy. In addition, we've had 3 new members that have joined in the month of January. For 2014, we have done a major reorganization of the fire department structure, and now we are divided into operational subunits with each line officer overseeing each operational subunit, so there's direct budgetary line of sight to what we do on the fire ground. They will be divided into fire ground, which will be things like structural responses, house fires, CO conditions, natural gas leaks, rescue, which like car rescues or trench rescues or confined space, EMS, which involves our QRS, and then training division. That is in place right now. We are also now actively training up to 4 new drivers. With the amount of coverage that we have going on right now, we need more drivers to get trained, and so you're going to be seeing the rigs more on the road. So I just want to make sure Council is aware that that will be going on. We've awarded 2 scholarships for the month of January to Evan Orowitz and to Isaac Fields, neither of whom know about this yet. I've got to tell them because we just approved them today. And I thought it was worthwhile for Council to know that we have daily duty crew shift up to 3 members every single day, almost 24 hours a day for the entire first quarter of 2014. And this is all a downstream benefit from our recruitment and retention efforts. We are also collaborating with the police department to come up with a mass casualty protocol that we can implement both for our public safety needs as well as to integrate as necessary with our surrounding mutual aid companies. I'm happy to take any questions.
Who are the 2 scholarship board? Evan and
Isaac.
That's great.
You're welcome to tell them if you're on into them.
That's all for you.
That should be for you.
That's you.
We will be having a committee of the whole meeting this month, Mr. Reynolds, and just kind of doing a council overview and so on. After that, not at the committee of the whole, but following that, at the next committee of the whole, what I thought would be a good thing is to have an overview like you did before about the volunteer fire department. Since you have restructured and you know have different accountabilities data management, it probably would be a good idea to update us so that you know we can support what you're doing, and also you know we have a better understanding of you know what all you do as a council.
My pleasure. We actually have that presentation ready. We're just waiting for a date.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other questions or comments for Mr. Reynolds? Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
All right.
Thank you.
Recreation report.
We have Edgewood Youth Basketball underway. This year we had 109 kids playing, which was a really great number, we thought. Of those, 22 kids are Edgewood residents. They are playing at the Woodland Hills Edgewood Elementary School, and they'll be continuing to play until the middle of March. And Jeff Hanschett is again volunteering to run this league for us, saving us a lot of administrative tasks and money.
Yeah, he's a great person. He should move to Edgewood. His wife's from the Swissville Council. I don't think that would go over really big, but he really is a wonderful person.
He's a good asset. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. Adult basketball going, Mr. Fuller?
Yes, seems to be fairly well attended. Been averaging about 16, 18 people a week, so everybody seems to be having fun. Nobody's gotten seriously hurt yet, so that's a bonus.
All right. No workman's comp for the solicitor or anything.
I didn't play last week. I wasn't feeling well. I'm glad I didn't.
Slip it on your business card.
Thank you. Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. The Water Authority had their reorganization meeting. All the officers from last year were reappointed to the same positions. At the regular meeting, there was a discussion of the pension fund for both the union and management. The pension fund was up 17.1% last year, which is very good considering their conservative profile. Been having a lot of breaks. January had 78, December had 51. Been putting in a lot of time repairing breaks, even though they still get on the news from time to time. The street in Wilkinsburg was flooded. I'm sure you saw that on the news. They had trouble there because they couldn't get a front end loader because they were all out repairing other breaks. So until Wilkinsburg gave them a hand, they were in trouble there. They've also been having trouble. They actually lost their ability for a little while to pump water out of the Allegheny River because of the ice. So they actually had to have people down there breaking the ice in shifts so that they would be able to continue pumping raw water out of the river, which I never even thought of. And the contract with the union is still being negotiated. It'll probably be about September before that's resolved.
Did they say anything, or was there any discussion about the DEP?
Yes. The manager of their operations said that it was basically his fault. The gentleman that the 2.2 rule, although as far as I can tell, it's somewhat arbitrary because it's just 10 times the 0.02 they have to have at their end of the system. They knew that they were below it, but they did not remember that the limit to report was 0.2. So that's why the report didn't go out. The gentleman that knew that was out of five certified operators, I think, that was out on disability. So that's why that happened. However, they did say the retention time was twice the legal limit, and other samples came back negative, but their reporting was slipped because they just overlooked it.
And so they're fixing their SOPs?
Part of the problem is because of the temperature of the water, when you get into colder water, your chlorine demand is decreased. So if they keep it at 0.2, they usually get complaints about taste and odor of chlorine in the water. So normally this year they turn it down. They just went apparently a little too far. They had a meeting with the EPA on the 7th, or the DEP on the 7th. I have not heard how that was going, how that turned out. They were also meeting about, they still had ammonia. And by adding ammonia, they knocked down the chloramines. No, the THM is trihalomethyl. But they're not allowed to do that. They can only add ammonia for taste and odor according to their license. So they're saying, well, this is a byproduct, and they said the DEP says, well, you can't do that. You have to just add it for taste and odor, which didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but that was the other part of the meeting.
To be continued. Any questions or other comments for Mr. Fuller? Planning Commission Mayor Cook?
We did not meet. We are scheduled to meet in February, however.
Thank you. Council Governments, Mr. Wilson?
The annual dinner's March 7th.
That's
in Turtle Creek.
This year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about four weeks late.
Yeah.
Sarah Weck's going to be the guest speaker. It's $50 a person. And we've been the last couple times. Last year I didn't make it there, but you made it last year. It's a nice event. You see the local, it's the Coggers, so.
It's an opportunity to network or to talk with and meet other council members that are members of the COG, as well as our state representatives and magistrates who attend. Meet the officers of the Council of Governments as well, and I will say that the speakers that they get, Ed Zapala, the speakers that they get really are interesting, you know. So, please let Julie know, because we need to get our reservations in. We usually kind of carpool because parking's pretty tight in going there. Library report, Mayor Cook.
Library is going to meet tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. They're meeting at 6:30 in order for me to attend, because I also have the foundation meeting tomorrow evening.
Borough Solicitor report, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Madam President. As you know, you and I, Madam President, and I received a communication from a gentleman from Sears, who owns Kmart, and regarding the McDonald's development. So that's the first response we got back from the letters that we sent out in the middle of January. And I did speak to the gentleman, and he will also be contacting the attorney for McDonald's. There's not really anything substantive to report, other than things are moving. I got the letter back from Taco Bell. We apparently didn't have a good address for them. We got the address from McDonald's, so we're going to have to retool that. So we're working through that. And, you know, the gentleman from Sears essentially told me that, he wanted to verify the property site and some other details, which I did with him. And then he was essentially talking about the fact that there is a protocol that Kmart has with McDonald's and other developers concerning issues of this nature. I'm going to talk to the attorney about that protocol. My understanding of that is that he meant that they would want some money for
it. So we do not need an executive session?
I don't think so, because there's not really anything to report, because I just passed them on to the attorney for McDonald's.
All right, that's
talking. Other than that, I had a good conversation with them and continued to... I think the letters that we sent out, and I'm not sure that everybody, I don't think we talked about it, but you know, I did work on these letters with Pat, and you know, I think we're giving this our best shot and really trying to emphasize the fact that this is not only good for the community and good for Edgewood, but it's good for Edgewood Town Center and the people that live and work there. And you know, if they don't get that message, then we try. That's all I can say.
No, I think, I think, you know, it was a, well, if I do say so myself, I think it was a well-crafted letter and addressed, you know, the issues for all concerned.
Succinctly.
Yes. Succinctly is important. Anything else, Mr. Berry? Any questions for Mr. Berry? Borough Manager report?
Thank you. This past Friday, I did a road tour of Edgewood Borough with the consultant for our zoning update, Jim Pashek, and Rich Grossman is going to be helping him to write the ordinance. And we basically drove through the borough, and I showed them the different zoning districts as they currently exist under the map so that they could get a better feel for the borough rather than just looking at the map and trying to determine what our zoning districts should be. So our next step in the zoning project is to meet with the Planning Commission at the February meeting and see what they think the needs of the borough are, the strengths of our current ordinance, the weaknesses of our current ordinance, and then from there we'll hold some public meetings. But we are moving along on that project, and I can tell you the consultants were very impressed with the borough. They said that the architecture here was just exquisite, and so they're really looking forward to writing our ordinance. The Act 32 board met on Thursday and voted to extend the collection agreement with Keystone Collections for 5 years. Under the new contract, Keystone's commission rate was reduced from the current 1.59 to 1.50%. This was a unanimous vote by the delegates to continue with Keystone. For Edgewood Borough, we've been really pleased with the collecting that they've done. Since they started taking over collections, our earned income taxes have gone up 27% in the borough. It's about an extra $150,000, $155,000 a year than when PAMS was doing the collection. So we were happy to extend that contract with them. In November, council awarded a bid for the sanitary sewer repairs, mostly the camrying and lining. And I spoke with Jason this week, and he said that the spell of cold weather has set that project back a little bit. But he is in contact with the people we awarded the bid to, and they're hoping to get a new timetable ironed up on that. So Jason's on it, and we're hoping that we'll get moving forward on that quickly, weather permitting. Also, I just wanted to let you guys know that Warren is recovering well. I sent your well wishes on to him. We don't have a timetable yet for his return, but we are holding down the fort here until he gets back. So I sent along all the well wishes. That's all that I have.
Any questions? Yes.
You and I spoke about this. I just wanted to mention that the auditors are coming.
Yes. Yes, our audit is scheduled for February 10th through the 14th, and we will have a meeting with general government once they've completed that report that will bring the auditors in to speak with them.
They indicated in the letter that they were hoping to complete it February 21st, so it's going to be kind of a quick process, not quick process, but it's going to be moving pretty quickly.
Oh, and also I know that it's been in the news that a lot of communities are short on salt. I just wanted to let you all know that we are fine with our salt contract. We have a full salt storage bin as of this morning. We had 200 tons in the back, and we're continuing to order. We're good on our estimated amounts. So we should continue to keep the roads clear for you. If they're not, give me a call.
And we're keeping an eye on our salt, that
yes.
It doesn't walk.
Right.
Yeah. A little concerned about that. Have wheelbarrows, we'll try to trap it.
That's all I have.
I spoke with Mr. Berry when we had our reorganization meeting, the first meeting in January. Mr. Wilson was unable to attend due to health reasons. Mayor Cook upon Mr. Wilson's recovery, and we were very grateful for that. Upon his recovery, Mayor Cook did swear in Mr. Wilson, and Mr. Wilson presented his certificate and his residency to the borough secretary, and those were filed appropriately. We're just, you know, making sure that there's public notification about that, so that it is in the minutes, should there be any question as people review minutes. So everything was done according to the borough code and our processes. And new business, before what was passed out to you, we were going to have a committee of the whole meeting the end of January, and I apologize for my being under the weather at that time and unable to attend, and Mr. Fuller was also unable to attend. So I'd like to set another date for the committee of the whole. What I did was, what it was passed out to you was a worksheet that goes over just the very basics of the committees, what's what they're involved with in different sections, where there are some crossovers between committees, personnel and public safety and hiring and general government and so on, DPW. And also, at the end, in talking with Julie, the last page are the projects that we currently have on the books for 2014. So what I'd like to do is to set a date for the council, our committee of the whole. This would be a work session, just to go over these together, so that members of the various committees will be up to date, and there can be information sharing with those who have been on. You know, Mr. Bright can update us with, you know, what pension is done and so on, so that we can start thinking about any other projects or needs of the borough, so that as we continue to plan for 2015's budget, that, you know, we start working towards that end or looking at those things. So I didn't know if next Monday would be open. You know, usually I say to, you know, keep Mondays open for meetings. Does anyone have a problem with next Monday?
I mean,
so why don't we have our committee of the whole meeting next Monday at 7, and we'll review these. I did leave space for notes, so those of you who were on the various committees, you know, you can jot down stuff, and we can make this kind of our worksheet. Okay? And I appreciate the review that folks gave me, Mr. Fuller and Julie and I think Mayor Cook.
So that'll be the 10th, so the X...
I'll make it a 10, day? Yeah. Yeah, it is a Roman numeral 10. There you go. IXII, 9119. Hercules. Disney. You'll get into that. Trust me. Is there anything else to be brought before council? Any other new business or anything?
We probably would have a public safety committee meeting at some point, talk to the fire department. I don't know what time is good. Any thoughts?
Do you want to do that after we have the committee of the whole meeting? Or do you want to do that before?
Is 6:30 okay for you? Ever?
Okay.
Next Monday? Want to get a horse to Haley?
Yeah. Is half an hour going to be sufficient?
Probably not, but it'll have to do.
That's well, not like we don't see him.
Give them time to get their ducks in order for the next round.
Yeah, it's not the last one we'll have.
Right, so.
Okay. So public safety will be at 6:30, and then we'll have a committee of the whole meeting at 7 o'clock. The next council meeting will be on Tuesday, the 17th, right?
17th? Maybe 18th.
18th. The 18th of February because of President's Day. So it will be on Tuesday the 18th.
I will not be here.
Okay.
I'll be out of town.
Thank you for letting me know. Anything else?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you very much. And meeting adjourned.
This is probably the second.